Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of Our Leaders, Tuesdays at 12 p.m. with First Seder Beis Medrash, firstseder.org, a wonderful program. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. Bez Hashem be joining the shiur. This series of shiurim has been sponsored by Rabbi Yitzchak Saflis of Bottom Line Marketing Group and his mishpacha, and a special mazel tov on the upcoming chasana of Sruli Saflis to Nechama Dribin, B'shal Tevu Mitzlachas, the Zivig should be Oile Yafe, the Schus of your Habatzas HaTeira, and the Schus of sponsoring the Shurim and the Gedolim that we are inspired by and learn their Torah should be Oimeid for the Chasin and the Kaleb Ez Hashem and for your entire Mishpacha, Mazel Tov. So as we continue talking about the Chachmei Ashkenaz and the foundations of Halacha of Ashkenaz, we've gone through the Agoyz Maimonis, the Mardchai, the Marik, the Ogur, and back, Shalom Ashreich, the Marivayel. Another name that constantly comes up when you're learning Halacha, in the Ramah, for sure, and others as well, is the Sefer Ho'aguda. The Aguda. Who is the Aguda? And that's what we're going to learn about today. In the Akdama to the Sefer Ho'aguda, which was published by Rabbi Yosef Katz, the author of the She'eris Yosef, brother-in-law of the Ramah. So he put out the Aguda in the 1500s, and he wrote, B'yosh ha-mechaber ha-sefer ha-mevur ha-zeh, the author of this wonderful Sefer Aguda, L'roiv anvisanusoi l'karash me'al sifroi. Because of his great humility, he didn't put his name on his Sefer. So we don't know who it is. It's like an anonymous Sefer. B'nei matzasi b'sefer ha'yosha mezelashoi. And he says, I found in the old version of the Sefer, Sefer Aguda also isoi gadol sheshmoi marein relav akzandri akayin. Or maybe it's not the old version, maybe it's an old Sefer, Sefer Yoshin, in an old Sefer, that the Sefer Aguda also is a Gadol Sheshmei Merein Rav Alexandria Kayin. It was written by a Gadol whose name was Rav Alexandria Kayin, Vishinu Ishmael, like his nickname, is Merein Rav Zuslin, Mikak Frankfurt, Vuhu HaRazach. So Razach would stand for Rav Zuslin Kayin. Adkan L'shainai, that is the Lashon that the Mari Katz brings from the Sefer HaYoshan. Now, in the Shem HaGdolim of the Chidah, under the entry Maharzach, he says, Shemazkir L'pamim Marai B'Chumas HaDeshen U'V'Ksavav, that the Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, in his Chumas HaDeshen and the Psakim and the Ksavim, he quotes the Marzach. So the Chidah writes, Nirishum Marein Rav Zuslin Katz, it would seem it's Rav Zuslin Katz, V'harav ha-mechaber Sefer Aguda, he's the author of the Aguda, K'moy she'kosa Marie Katz b'akdamas Aguda, like the She'eris Yosef, Rav Yosef Katz writes in the Akdama. But then he continues the Chidah, he says, V'ata re'isi b'psakim k'savim simen kuf yagimel. But now I see the Shumas HaDeshen in his k'savim simen kuf yagimel, she'kosav, that he wrote, Shamati midoidi maharzach, that I heard from my uncle the Marzach, Shehigid lebachrim, Mishay Marein Rav Zuslin Ayin Sham. Which sounds like the Chidah is saying it's not so simple, that the Chumas HaDeshen is saying my uncle the Marzach, his uncle was not the Aguda, the Aguda lived before that, Bishay Rav Zuslin, so it's not the same person. So it sounds like the Chidah is backtracking a little bit on that. In the Sefer Eitzer HaGdolim, he says, Miu ba'ashkenaz rabbonim acherim b'shemes eilav. He says, you have to be very careful when you try to figure out who the Marzach is. There were many rabbonim who had the same name, b'doirai, in the same generation as the Aguda, b'kamishanim achrov, in years after him, like Reb Zalman Katz from Nuremberg, and that's probably the Marzach that the Shehuva Gamkein that's brought as well, that's probably Marzach the Chumas HaDeshen, is talking about. We've quoted many times in the Maril, the Marzach Reb Zalman Kayin, so it's not our Marzach Reb Zuslin Kayin. Ubishemus Nutrikin Elu, with this contraction of names, Marzach, Vama'ayin Sarach Bir Lemia Kavana. Whenever you see the name, you have to be very careful. You have to need, it needs clarity who exactly it's referring to. But like my shekasa b'shem agadolim, not like the Chida writes, shemarzach stam haynu bal aguda b'lesa, that the marzach usually means the aguda b'lesa, and that is not true. Katz, he was a kayin. This is Rav Alexander Akayin, the Marein Rav Zuslan Katz. The Aguda in Megillah Oisla Medalid writes, Va'acharei haduchen, after duchening, after Berchus Kehanim, Kehanim ne'elim min aleim, the Kehanim put on their shoes, V'noyim b'ragleim min aleim. A lot of times they touch their feet and their shoes. Toiv ve'enai, it's a good idea, I think, Litol yadeim terem yisbalu, that before they continue to daven, or before they say hallel, they should wash their hands, they touch their dirty shoes. V'chein hurgalti lasis. So the Aguda writes, and this is what I'm accustomed to doing. So this is an indication that he was taka a kohen. Oy leilaf yachav, or to go barefoot at acharat kol tefillah until davening's over and not touch his shoes. In the Ramon, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, in Hilchos Nesias Kabayim, in Asif Yod Zayin, Kishiyardim in Aduchin, lo yigo min aleam amatunafim, he writes, the Kehanim, when they finish duchening, should not touch their dirty shoes, vim naigim, and if they do, yitol yadeim litfilah, they should wash their hands for the davening, sheisbalu akarkak, in parentheses, what is the source? Aguda, perek hayakayre, the Aguda in Megillah. It would seem that the Aguda was a Talmid of the Talmidim of the Merame Rutenberg. So he was in that Kufa of post-Merame Rutenberg, in Chulin Daf Ois Kuf Chaf, legabe a liver, a kavei, v'noagu litzloisam yad achar melichosa, it's a shayla with salting a liver, not salting a liver, so he says the minig is to roast it immediately after the salting. V'shamati mishei mereinu harav rabbeinu Yitzchak Midura, and I heard in the name of mereinu rav Yitzchak Midura, this is the Sharei Dura on Isser V'heter, and he was a Talmud of the Marami Rutenberg, So the Aguda is bringing b'shem Reino Rav Yitzchak Midura that it was not the reason they salted it was not because of a halachic reason, the reason that they roasted it immediately after the salting was not for halachic reasons. Ach teva kavi kenu shenirka v'shemashinoi say b'malach. Says the nature naturally a liver if you leave it in salt it rots. So therefore that's why they salted it a little bit and then they would roast it immediately. So it sounds like Merein Rav Rabbi Yitzchak Dura, they want to be medayek that perhaps he was a Talmid, or at least he was from that generation of Talmidim, of the Talmidim Aram Rotenberg. The Ramah in Yerodea Simenai and Gimel Sivhei writes, by the liver, Rak Yesh Lamoch, Uksas, Kishet Chuva B'Shvud, you should salt a little bit when it's already stuck onto the spit for roasting, Oy Minachas Aleish, or it's already on the fire, Litzloisa, and the source is Hagoy Sharidura, V'Ogur B'Shem Aguda. And that's also brought, this piece of the Aguda is brought in Chuvas Maril as well, Simen Kuf Chavav. Another person that he seems to call one of his Rabbeim, in Masechta Shabbos, Oizvav, Varisi Merin Rav Yitzchak Halevi Zal. This Rav Yitzchak Halevi, they say, is referring to the author of the Sefer Paneach Raza. Shaloi Ochal Suda Shlishish B'Shabbos HaChis Bala Mincha. He wouldn't eat Shalashudis on Shabbos until he had already David Mincha, because there's an Isser to eat a Suda before you David Mincha. V'roi V'olamei Nizharim, and the Aguda says most people are not careful with this. Af B'Suda G'dayla Samach L'Mincha G'dayla, and they also are not careful even to eat a big Suda Samach L'Mincha G'dayla. But Ulai, perhaps the reason is Saimchin al Kriya Shamish Lebeis Aknesses. Maybe they rely that the Shamish comes around and calls everyone to come to Shul, and because of that, you have like a reminder, and you won't get too involved in your meal and forget to daven. Uviyameam lehayakein, and in their days, meaning in the days of Chazal, they didn't have such a thing. So therefore, that's why they said you're not allowed to eat even before you daven mincha. Now, in the Rosh, in Masechta Shabbos, on the bottom of the Rosh, there are Hagoyis from the Marshal. He brings this Aguda. And the Ramah, in Hilchas Mincha, Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Beis, he writes, V'noagu lahakil, the minig is to be makel to have sudas even before Mincha. Maybe the reason is because now we have someone, a shamish, who comes and calls us to shul. And in the parentheses there, the source, Aguda Perakama de Shabbos. In Shuvas Mari Vayol Kuf Samach Veis, Mikublani Mimari Mari Moilin Zal, I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe the Maril. Shemizman Azeh Loidonin Liknas Mishemizal Zotzur Mirabonin. Bizman Azeh, if someone shames a Talmid Chacham, we don't penalize him a monetary penalty. Behavi Raya, and the Maril brought a Raya. Misefer Aguda from the Aguda, Shekasa Parakama de Chulin, that he wrote in the first parak of Chulin, Oischav Gimel. The Gemara says over there, Hatabcha de Maris Akina le Chacham, a Shaykhid who doesn't show his knife to a Chacham, says you put him in Chayrim because he's Mevazah the Talmid Chacham. And the Aguda writes, "B'shem the Gainim, that today Tamid Chachamim are not makbid; they're meichel, so we don't penalize a person." Vay nirali says the Aguda. I think pshat is devavinisenu einata Tamid Chacham she'deafilu mesechta kala. We don't have that caliber Tamid Chacham today. Who even knows mesechta kala? And in fact, in Yeridaya, Simin Yud Ches and Hilchas Shechita Siv Zayin, it says Va'inna Machlu Chachamim Kvaidam. The Shulchan Aruch says today the Chachamim were Meichel, and the Shach writes Uvaguda Kasav Oitam, that today we don't have Tamid Chachamim. So continues the Mari Vayel quoting the Maril. The one who wrote the Sefer Aguda was before the Gzeres. It's referring to the Gzeres of 1348, 1349, as we'll see, the massacres by the Black Plague. And that was, if you remember, we talked about the Maril and the Marivayel. All of them were reinstating Minhagim of Germany because there was such destruction in that time. In the end of the 1300s, beginning of the 1400s, that's what they were very busy doing, reinstating Rav Shalom Ostreich, all the Minhagim. He was an unbelievable lamdum. And if the Aguda wrote that, because she came Bizman Hazeh, I think this is the Mari Vayel himself talking. Many Rabbanim don't even know what the Gemara looks like. So therefore, says the Mari Vayel, based on this, that today there's no Dine Tamid Chachamim. Maraz Katz bin Nuremberg. This is the Marzach, the other Marzach, Ruzam and Katz of Nuremberg. And I and him did this, judge this halacha lemaisa, that we don't have a din of Talmid Chacham. When you look in the Maril, in Chubas Maril, Samach Zayin, he brings the Aguda, and he also says, Ta chazi mar ze hamechaber ekaidem akzeris, shiadua shos hayugoyne eretz, this is an orphan generation. Shein Yedea Ben Yamina L'Ismail doesn't know his right from his left. Then the Maril says, interesting thing. What happened to the rule, Shmuel, Yiftach B'Dorek is Shmuel B'Dorek, that you go bust with the G'daylim of your generation. L'Shaich B'Zi Yiftach B'Dorek. The Hainu L'Nyadina V'L'Ishmaelov. The halacha of you have to go with the G'daylim of your generation is L'Gabe P'sak halacha and L'Gabe listening to their P'sak. But v'loyla inyan kavod, l'gabi the din of kavod of imevaza Talmid Chacham, he says that doesn't apply to that rule of yiftach b'dayrei, and therefore bizman hazeh, we do not paskin these halachas. So again, here, but I'm trying to bring out how they're talking about the Aguda, how great he was. Okay, in Tshuvas Marik, Kuf Pebez, Begamin Achroinim, so he's talking about how to paskin halacha over there, and he says, from the Achroinim Kigoin Rabbeinu Meir, the Maram in Rotenberg, V'sefer Ha'aguda, and the Sefer Ha'aguda. V'af agav de Rabbeinu Asher Gamkein Havei Ba'esroi Tvei Mirabbeinu Meir Sheyer Talmidai. Now even though he says maybe we should paskin like the Rosh, because he's Basroi, we always paskin like the later one. So he's later than Maram in Rotenberg, Rabbeinu Meir, because he was a Talmud of his. Mikomakam, he says, Kevin Sheshnei Midarecha, since the Rosh and the Maram were in the same generation, he doesn't want to say one is a Basra just because he was his Talmud. Va'avagav the Tor, what about the Tor, Chai Shemishbat, Gam Kain Pasach, like that? So the Tor was already the Rosh's son, he's already later. Ubasra Tuvahavi, Gam Yesh Kenegde Basra Kamaisa, there's another Basra equal to the Tor, a Yoitzer even later than him, the Hainu Bala Aguda, that's the Aguda. Now, the Tor was Nifter in 1343, and as we'll see, the Aguda seemed to have been killed in 1348, so they're around the same Tkufa. And therefore, I can't be Machria between the Tor and the Aguda either. This is the way the Marik is setting up, so to speak, the Doiris here of the Paiske. In Yevamos Ayin Zayin, the Aguda writes, Pamachas ba Maisel Yadi, Leia Tanas Aruven She'eroya Zainas. He says, I had a din Torah once that Leah, a woman, came and she said her husband is being mezaneh, he's a raya zaynus, he goes around being mezaneh, and she wants a divorce and she wants her ksuba. V'hu kaifer, and he denies it. Upasakti, and I said that if she brings edim, yaitzi v'itin ksuba, we force him to divorce her and he has to give a ksuba. And he says, interesting thing. Iba yisei makra, if you want, I'll bring you a pasuk that this is true. Iba yisei magemara, if you want, I'll bring you a gemara. And iba yisei masfara, I'll bring you logic. What's the pasuk? The pasuk, he says, is in tikach noshem al benoisai. It says, the Lavan said to Yaakov, I don't want to take any extra women. So he's saying, you see, that a woman doesn't want other women. And over here, time about Zionists over here, for sure. Gemara, the Gemara, he says, is, because the Gemara says you could have numerous wives as long as you could support them. And it says, Raya Zionist, Yoivad Hain. It says the pasuk, someone who lives with Zionists is going to lose all his money. So he won't be able to support his wife anymore. So therefore, he has to divorce her. And the svara is that we have all of these cases in Perek Hamadir, in the Darim, about things that a woman can't live with, and we force the husband to divorce her. This is worse than all those. Garami kalpani Perek Hamadir, that we say yaitzi v'yitin ksuba. He continues and he says, v'achri shepasakti, after I paskin this, shalchu krayve isha tshuvas haramzal. The relatives of the woman sent a tshuva from the Maram Rotenberg, who told me ksav yadeh, copied from his ksav yad, v'erich by ma'oid, because of kalhani time isha kasafti, and he said all the reasons that I said. Now, it's unclear, do that mean they sent him a copy of the tshuva that the Maram Rotenberg had written? Again, the Maram Rotenberg was nifter in 1293. So how old was the Aguda then? We don't know. Was he ready paskening shilas? Again, if we assume he was a Talmud of the Talmidim of the Maram Rotenberg, so was this while the Maram Rotenberg was alive? They sent him the shila to ask him after the Aguda or at the same time the Aguda, and he sent back the same tshuva and they showed it to the Aguda. Or does it mean that there was a similar tshuva that the Maram Rotenberg had written that they showed the Aguda? Not 100% clear. Now, where did he live? So we said before from the Marie Katz that he was from Kak, Frankfurt. He was from Frankfurt. In the Aguda Yuma Oisbeis, v'nebeish enasu asharim berchoiv Cologne, Colonia. He says when they made the gates in the city of Cologne. Now, he must have been then in Cologne, as we'll see. V'shoalti es rabbeisei begol ha'elyon. He asked my rabbeim in gol ha'elyon. I don't know exactly what that's referring to and whose rabbeim were. Should we put a mezuzah on the shorim into the street? They didn't answer me. And I thought that maybe we'll do it. That's what it sounds like. They built it according to me. I don't know exactly what that means and why he needed to be involved. But he says obviously he could have done it. But then I saw or remembered Kishari Kilos Vermaiza Loyola Mezuzah. The gates of the Kila of Vermaiza of Worms did not have a mezuzah. The Gam Talmud Echod Iskali, and then he continues, says, a Talmud reminded me, Mehani Abuli Bimachuza, over there in the Gemara in Yuma says there was the gates of Mechuza that are potter from mezuzah. The Gemara says, Mishum Sakana, because the Gayim might say we're doing some type of witchcraft, some type of kishuf, the mezuzah's on the door, so it's a Sakana, they might make a pogrom. So the Gemara says that they were potter. So, Hachanami, so says the Aguda, Talmud reminded me of that. So I say, okay, Achare Sheh, Kusim Dar Mesaycha, since there are Gayim who are living also in this street, so obviously it wasn't the ghetto walls or the ghetto because he says there were Gayim there. Ubei Sa'etza Teicher Achayv, and there was a government building. Bei Sa'etza is the Memshala, the government building in the street. So therefore, it's like not just a Jewish street, the Gayim aren't going to see this, so therefore it's Pater. Now the Beis Yosef in Reish Pei Vav in Yeredeya and Hilchas Mezuzah Matzasi Kasev B'Shem Sefer Aguda, he brings this that's quoted B'Shem the Aguda. But he doesn't bring it in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah over there in Sif Aleph, in Reish Pei Vav, says, V'chein chatzeres v'yarish ha-mixas akum darim sham, peturim mimezuzah. That's from the Aguda, Perakama de Yuma. Now, the Shach says, U'mizeh ha-tam ein oisim mezuzah. That's why we don't make mezuzah on our streets, says the Shach. K'goyim b'kak krokel, like in Krakow, u'v'kak Prague, and in Prague. Mishum sakana da alilos hamoishel mizumanos hayutamid al sayni Yisrael. Because the rulers, the governors, the mayors, whoever they were always looking for an excuse to make a pogrom, to make some things tamid al sayni Yisrael, and therefore it's similar. And the Taz himself writes, after he brings the reason of Kishuf of the Gemara, he says, "Umizei yesh luma v'chol shari here mishum sakanas hamoisha." So they're all bringing this aguda that you could extrapolate from the Gemara about Kishuf to any type of sakana. Now just Derech Agav, the Shach over there says another reason, because sometimes the Goyim take the mezuzahs off and they're mevaza them. So if we can't guard them properly, it's a bizayin for Kisvei Kodesh. So that might apply nowadays in places where you have Goyim in places, then it's not daf a sakon anymore, but sometimes that it might be a bizayin if they'll take down the mezuzahs and things like that. It's not such a simple thing. So here we have him in Frankfurt, according to Mary Katz. We have him in Cologne. Now the Eitzer HaGedolim brings, and he says, Lefi HaMevur, B'Sifrei Kairis HaDairis, and the historians, HaTokas Min Pinkosis HaYishanim Im Agencia, from copies of the old notebooks and the old Pinkus from Agencia, Mevur Shenerag Cherev B'Shnas HaGzer B'Shnas Kovches. It's Mevur that he was killed by the sword, he was murdered in the Gezerah of 1348, and that, like we said before, was by the Black Plague massacres that they accused the Jews of being involved in the Black Plague and poisoning the waters. It was just another excuse to rampage the Jews. In the Kaivet Sinai, Chelek Nun Ches, page Kuf Pehei, Hayovanu Yoidim She Rabbi Alexander Nizker Bershimas Hakdoshim Shel Erfurt. So he says, where was he killed in these gezeiras? In Erfurt. Erfurt is in central Germany. Shemeso Akidish Hashem Mishnas Kuftes. Erfurt was in 1349. For 1349 is when they were wiped out. And in Sinai, Chelek Memvav, Reish Samachay, over there there's a chapter, an article called Minhage Erfurt. And he writes over there, it's a shot exactly what day it was. Yom HaChurban, he says, was March 21st, 1349. Which according to the Cheshvan is Aleph Nisan. It was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Parshas HaChodesh of the year Kuf Tes of 1349, where it seems that this is the Kabbalah, the Aguda was killed there, Al Kiddush Hashem. We assume that he must have been a Rav there as well in Erfurt, he must have been there as well. Now the Eitzer Gedolim just has a question. He says, L'chayre, it's a little bit of a chiddush that the Maril and other of Sifrei Chachmei Zmanoi, they don't call him HaKadosh. L'chayre, if he was killed on Kiddush Hashem, we find that referred to him, the Mardchai, they refer to other ones as HaKadosh. Why was he not referred to as HaKadosh? Again, it's possible that people didn't know who the author was, even though, you know, Reivan Vesanusai, even the next generation perhaps weren't aware of it, and therefore they just called him the Aguda, even though perhaps they didn't know who he was. But that's a kasha that he asks on this Mesoira. There's a kinnis for kinnis Ashkenaz. There's a kinna that starts off, Tzioin Arayaveich Bechi. And over there in the middle, it talks about this remazim to the gzeira of Kuftes. In some of the words, there's like a little star on Tes and on Kuftes. And on the side, there's a little note that says that's what it's referring to. And the middle, it says, Erfurt Mehudar, it's talking about all the cities that were massacred in those years. Erfurt, the glorious one. La Sham Barer Ashra, Barai Vashra, it was very rich. Sham Haid Kavit Taira, there was honor of Taira. Harav Alexandri Kayen Veroish Nazirai Lasis Ritzayn Yaitzri talks about Rav Alexandri Kayen, the head of Nazirai, of the chosen ones, doing the Ratzon of Hashem. And it says over there, Af Sifrei Torah Snais V'Yirakas, beautiful and precious Sifrei Torah, Machaku L'Milech, they erased your words. So it talks about Rav Alexandri being killed in Erfurt. So this is the, put this all together, this is the assumption, this was the Aguda, like we said. It's just interesting, if you're interested in this, you can look in the Sefer Yerushasenu, Chelek Zayin. He has a chapter there, a piece, called Gvilim Nisrafim, the burnt parchments, B'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Parshas HaChodesh, and Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Parshas HaChodesh, Sefer Torah Bo'isif Erfurt. In Berlin, they got the Erfurt collection and all different stuff there from Erfurt, and there's Sifrei Torah that were salvaged from the pogrom of 1349. And he goes through them and he catalogs them and each one, and there's halachic things, and there's pictures over there you can look. It's fascinating pictures of different Sifrei Torah. And he's Mishayer, again, this is only Hashara, that since it was from that pogrom, So there were a few Sifrei Torah there. One of them was by Parshas Pinchas, which makes sense. It was Rosh Chodesh. And one of them was near Tazria, which was the Parshas HaShavua. And the one for Sefer Torah, Parshas Pinchas, so whoever, in the professors in the libraries there who wrote the descriptions of it, they wrote over there that it's Ma'id Ma'id Pagua Bishulayim. It says it's very on the bottom of it. It's damaged. Yesh b'ayfim barer shesrid shalashinus eish. You could see it's burnt and was taken out of the fire. Was singed the bottoms of it. These parchments. It's not no full sifrei Torah there. I don't think most of them not. But you could see it was singed on the bottom. It seems it was pulled out of the flames. They write. He says also there's also dirt on it that seems it was thrown in the street and it was Rachmana Litzlan trampled on. Another one of the librarians or the professors there wrote, Nifkads, damaged, Kayamim, Nizakim, Kenira, Nitzo Mitaychesh. Everybody seems to say that one that's near Pinchas was saved from the fire, which would be interesting if that was the one they were laning from that day, that there was this pogrom. They actually have over there a picture of a machzer open to the Yoitzras of Parshas HaChodesh, and on the bottom they say there's blood stains on it. Nebuch, it sounds like Mamish in the middle of davening is when they killed him. 3,000 people were killed in Erfurt on that day or those days in that pogrom, which the Aguda seemingly was killed there. Hashem Yikoyim Damai. Let's talk about the Sefer Haguda itself. What is the Sefer Haguda? So the Chidon Shema Gedolim in Svarim, he says, "Hu Chibra Kol HaShas." It's a Chibra on the entire Shas. V'timsa boi Piskei Dinim. You'll find Psak Halacha from Taisus, Mardchai, and Chidushim. Ulapamim, he says, you'll find, if you look closely, Eze Gilui, V'yilma L'achriya Midvarav Pirish B'Taisus, Mardchai, V'Harash. So sometimes you'll find a Chiddush in how he learned, a Gilui, in how to learn and understanding in Taisus, the Mardchai, and the Rosh, besides any other Chidushim that he says as well. Now he says, even though the Maram, meaning the Raman, Darkei Moshe, and in the Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch, Usha Achreinim Loktu Mimenu, they gathered stuff and they picked out stuff. Davar Pashud Be'eni Chachmasam Nishar V'Nichu Yisram. So he says, there's a lot of things that was Pashud to them, and that they didn't quote from the Sefer Aguda. But when you look in the Sefer Aguda, it might not be so Pashud to us, and therefore there is Chidushim there that you can find. That's the Chida in Shema Gedolim. In the Hakdama of Marie Katz, of Rabbi Yosef Katz, we quoted before, he describes it. It's a long Hakdama. He says, Asaf Bekitzer Nimras, he gathered, and he put it in a very briefly, Mikol Asher Lefanav, from all the Sfarim that he had in front of him, Mechaber Zeh Chibur Kol HaTorah. This Mechaber, he composed something in the entire Torah, Beshita Starim, all Shisha Sidre Mishnah, Afilu Seder Taras, Vekodshim Uzraim. Remember, he said previous ones like the Geis Maimonides didn't write on things that weren't a ge bizman hazeh, but the Aguda he wrote on Taras, Kodshim, Zrayim, Shalei Dibru Mimena Raiva Paiskin. Raiva Paiskin didn't talk about things that were not a ge bizman hazeh. And what did he write? Kasev Gemar Psak Halachas. What he wrote is what is the final Psak Halacha. There's also Kama Chuvas Asher Lainim Tzoyim Chuvas that we don't have that are only found in there. He was the end of those who wrote on the entire Talmud, on the entire Gemara. After that, you don't find a Sefer Mefursam al Kol HaTorah. And even though we have, like, the Torah is his generation, but, like, after that, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, but they're all not writing on Shas. They're writing on the order of the Torah, who wrote, set up his halachas that way. So he's the last one, he says, who wrote Sefer Mefursam al Kol HaTorah. Besides just being malaket and the psak, there's many chidushim ad ma'oid. That's what the Marie Katz writes. Now, to understand, it seems that what he wanted was the aguda, that a person should be able to have kol hashas shogar b'fiv. In other words, that he should know the lashinus of the Gemara and the halacha, and therefore, you don't have to know every line of the Gemara, but you have to know every topic that the Gemara is talking about. So that's what he wrote, like the headings, the topics of what the Gemara is talking about. And if there's a psak halacha, there's a psak halacha. And if not, not. And he didn't skip anything, even in places with no chidushim. For example, Masechet Shkalim, Kemat doesn't have any chidushim as Zman Hazeh. But every parak, every inyan, there is the Rashi Prakim. There is, what's this sugya about? So a person can look through quickly and he can know the whole Masechta Shkalim, all the sugyas that are there, and other Masechtas, and you'll know all of the halachas and the sugyas. Now the Mari Katz continues and he says, Tamati, Lamhu Munach Bidor Hazeh Bekeren Zavis, in his days in the 1500s, like why is this safer out in the corner? I said maybe Hinichlu Rabbi Saimokim, maybe my Rabbeim left me a place to do something to accomplish. He says, I looked around in all of Medina's Poland, I couldn't find the safer, I found one, it sounds like, and it was full of mistakes. So I started to be Magia to edit it, and I started to print it Rosh Chodesh Nisan Shin Lamed Aleph. Rosh Chodesh Nisan Shin Lamed Aleph. So it's interesting because assuming he was Taka Nifter on Rosh Chodesh Nisan or killed in Rosh Chodesh Nisan of Kuf Tes, 1348. So this is 223 years later. So this is going to be in 1571. 1571. That he was printing this, it'd be interesting, was Taka, might have been, on his yahrzeit, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And he continues, not that he knew that, Mari Katz. He says, I saw that sometimes, kitzu l'pamim yoysim haroi l'fi lev derenu, that he was too brief for our generations at times, l'fi erech liba harachav, and he himself had a very expansive heart, and he knew everything. Everything was mavur and clear to him. So Amarti, so Rabbi Yosef Katz says, I said to myself, it's good for me to put in Mar Mekaymas, where you found this in other Svarim, to make it a little easier for people. And I started to write them, he says, Masha Helali Mitsudas Hazikarin, Lufum Riata, what at first glance my memory had for me. He says, but I didn't have time to really go and look, Levakesh Ulechapes, to go and really do a proper cross-referencing, so to speak. He says, Ki Yadua Shabali Hadfus Otzim Leimer Kalamaseichem, the printers are pressuring me, you got to finish up already. So he says, that's why sometimes you'll find in some places it's hard to understand, but in other places clearer because some places I did a better job and some places I had to skip. And at the end, he writes, "Afki agarti lageshes." He says, "Really, I'm really afraid to go and start editing a sefer that I don't have another copy of the sefer to compare it to." He says, "We know Rabbeinu Tam told his brother the Rashbam. He gave him mussar for being magia. We said this way back in the Shir on the Rabbeinu Tam, I think. And he said the Kadmoinim made a gzeira. You cannot be magia edit a sefer unless you have another sefer. And I don't have another sefer. So why? How should I do this?" He says, "Belamaisa yanti, I was ma'ayin in the paiskim acherim and other paiskim until I found similar things to what the Aguda was saying. Kikula mereach and nitnu, it's all the same Torah." And anyways, he says, sounds like he says, I didn't actually edit these things, put these things in the actual ksav. He said, I put them on the side. And if you don't like what I want, so you can ignore it, and you can go and say your pshat. In the end, he says, kahana mesea kahana, one kain helping another kain, because Rebbe Yosef Katz was a kain, and the Aguda was a kain, v'chishchivna mechaber hakadosh yipak levasi, and I'm hoping that when I'm nifter, the mechaber, the holy mechaber, will come out to greet me. V'hinei, then he says, another interesting thing. Nimsa b'sefer hazeh shnei minei simonim. Besides the actual list of the halachas and all of that, there's different types of simonim or charts. Ho'echa luach adinam kenog b'shar svar. One thing is, besides every gemara he goes through, then at the end there's a luach of the dinim, where you could quickly look through all the halachas that came out. But he says that other svarim have that as well. Vay nimsa davar chadash. Sefer Simon halachas kol halacha v'halacha makom asher dimsa mimenu b'zeh sefer. What he did was that he took and he said he went by categories of halachas. So he made an index by categories. Hilchas gittin, he says. Hilchas gittin, he puts all the places throughout Shas where he mentions the halachas of Hilchas gittin. And that was a chart that you'll be able to look up a halacha that you need and find it where it is in Shas. The Mechaber saw that the generation is busy because of the Golus. They're not able to learn Torah properly. So he composed and he put all the Torah here together. He connected it, Bekitzer, in short. So he made all these other things, all these charts as well. That anyone who needs something could find what they need. So if you know it's in Masechta Shabbos, you look at the Luach Hadinim. It tells you where it is. If you don't know where it is, you look at the Maftechas of Halachas and you'll find where it is. Va'kavel Hashem Yisbarach, and I hope, says Rabbi Yisuf Katz, she'echelki moi be Gan Eden, my chelik will be with him in Gan Eden. Excuse me. Another interesting thing we find about the Aguda himself, in Bava Metziah and Gimel, he writes, talks about over there lending beribis with interest, l'tzorech aniyim, he finds for yisayimim, for aniyim, ribis terabanan. He says, "Vani akotel l'pama yisi gabai." There were times that I was a gabai. So he must have been a gabai stuck in some of his places. V'lvesei dekusim lafuki nafshe miplugtayu. Since it's a machlekes for yisayimim or for aniyim, I'm sorry, on how to do it and what to do it. So why should I be involved in it? I invested the money. I lent it to Goyim, not having this problem. But you see, he was a gabai stuck. Another interesting thing in Brachas Chav Gimel, Lagabe saying Krivitz or Yitzris. V'gam Reb Lezer Kalir Shahaya Mikirya Sefer Vitana Yasa Krivitz Shorishinus. So he says, it's an interesting thing. He says Reb Lezer Kalir, who he says was a Tana, and he's the one who made the Krivitz, the Yitzris, for the first three Brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. So Shaila and the Paiskim, why are you allowed to be Mafsik in the first three Brachas? To say Yitzris, he says he did, because it's Tzarech Rabim, you're allowed to. Umashma b'psikta de Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Hava. He says, so the Velt says it was Reb Lezer HaKalir. And it's Mashma in the psikta that it was Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. So he says that... I just want to find this piece here. I have to find it quickly. Let me see it inside, just making sure I'm quoting it properly. Coming up. Okay. Here it is. Yeah, it says it was Reb Lezer Kalir. In the Psikta that it was Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. So he says interesting thing. He has a kasha on this. Now before, it's interesting that this came up this week. Friday night in Shul, I was saying over Chassam Seifer, who brings a raya from the Yitzris of Parsha Shkalim. So I said in Shul that I was listening to a shir last week, a shir nothing to do with anything in Hilchas Pesach, a shir halacha by Reb Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi, Zichrayna Livracha. And in the middle, towards the end, he says, Anachnu lo umrim krivitz. He says, we don't say krivitz. We don't say krivitz. He like hemmed and hawed a little bit. And he says, Tunkele Litvakin, the Litvische, the Litvaks, we don't say krivitz. He says, but even if you don't say krivitz, Srichim Lilmod es haKrivitz. You still have to learn the Krivitz. There's a lot of things to learn there. And he went and said a Shtikl Teira based on the Yitzris over there of Shabbos HaGadol, the Yitzris. So over here, the Aguda says an interesting thing. He says, if the Psikta is telling us it's Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, he says, Miu, in Parshas HaChaydesh, it's interesting again, here's a Chiddush from the Yitzris of Parshas HaChaydesh, could be that was when he was Nifter. It says over there, Sipur Hu LeMelachim LeRegalim. We count Nisan for Melachim and Regalim, that's for the halachas of Baal Ta'acher, that according to one sheet in the Gemara, you have to go in the order Nisan, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkis, to be over Baal Ta'acher, it has to be the Regalim in their order. So Frecht, the Aguda, how could we say it's Reb Lezer Reb Shimon? Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, holds that once Sukkis passes by, no matter in what order, you're over on Baal Ta'acher. So L'chaira, how could we say this is the author of Reb Lezer Reb Shimon? In the Yitzchus, it seems not like Reb Lezer Reb Shimon in the Gemara. So he says, but maybe Shema Mishumanova Yosad Kaviv. His father Reb Shimon is the one who holds the Shleisha Regalim Kesidron, and therefore, out covered for his father, when he made the Yitzchus, he used his father's Shita instead of his own Shita. This is interesting how he's like bringing Rayas here and saying Pshat here in this in the Yitzchus. As we said before, the Paiskim consider him like the Basra, the later one, and therefore you have to go with his Psak, the Maril. In Shuvas Chav Ches says Yishlochish L'divra Aguda de Basrahu, he's the later one. And in Simen Kuf Gimel, he writes, an interesting uvahagaba aguda kasa b'shei Mari minarterhuizen. If you remember, we had this Rabbi Yitzchak from Neiterhuizen was the Rebbe of Rabbi Shalom Ostreich, and it seems that he wrote Hagoyis on the Aguda, and the Maril is quoting the Hagoyis on the Aguda that says B'Shem, or I don't know if he wrote it, or yeah, I guess he wrote it. And this Hagoyis is bringing B'Shem this Rabbi Yitzchak Neiterhuizen. In Chuvas Mari Min Simet Hazvav Uvedaver Shem by Minig, something does have a Minig Uvedaver Chadash. And anything new, Shamati Maru Mulin Segozal, I heard that the Maril, Roy Psakov Holku Achar Aguda. So the Mari Min says that I heard that the Maril and most of his Sakim followed the Aguda when there was no other established Minig or what to do. And the Raman Darke Moshe Nakdama, he writes that one of the reasons I wrote the Sefer is because the Bechaber, the Beis Yosef didn't bring certain paiskim, the Ashkenazi paiskim, Ashaloi Hoivi Klau, Kigoin Chidushe Dine, or Zarua, Aguda, and others. That's where he says Maril, Marivayel, all the whole list, but in the beginning of the list is the Arzarua and the Aguda. This is the Aguda, when you see it in Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mesaira, he was killed on Shabbos Rish Chodesh Nisan in the year Kuf Tes 1349, which means in a month Aleph Nisan Tavshin Pei Dalet will be his 676th yard site, killed with 3,000 people in the city of Erfurt in those massacres. Hashem Yikaim Damai Shabi Azchusai Yogin Aleinu V'Alkol Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.